106.7 WIZN. If the phone is ringing, it's got to be a call with Kyle. And Kyle from Sticks and Stuff, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so a lot of people seem to be coming in. I know it's a little bit early to open up like RVs and camps and things like that, but it seems like a lot of people have been working on plumbing lately. And I've been fielding a lot of questions about the different ways that you can use both copper for plumbing and PEX for plumbing. So one of the most popular ways that people do it now is with what's called a shark bite fitting. That's an original company that came out with a push together fitting. So there's no soldering, there's no crimp rings. You can use it for copper, you can get to PEX, and you literally cut it, make sure that the end of your pipe is nice and smooth and there's nothing sharp, and you press these fittings on and they completely hold themselves. There's a stainless steel ring on the inside that holds the pipe there, and all of the sealing is done with O-rings. So that's kind of the quickest and easiest way to do T's, 90s, couplings, whatever it is, the fitting that you want to do. If you want to do something that is different, you can do regular PEX fittings, which are threaded or have barbed fittings on them, and you actually use a physical crimp ring with a special pair of pliers that puts them at the right strength. And then one of the other good things that's used, it's kind of a dying thing. Most of the time professional plumbers and things like that use it, is actually soldering copper pipes together. It's a little more in-depth. There's a little more prep work. You need to clean the outside of the copper pipe and the inside of the fitting, and then apply a flux and heat it with a torch so that it cleans those fittings and surfaces up, and then you introduce solder to it. So you actually have to stick the joints together with heat and solder. But there's a lot more that could go wrong with that. It's not as forgiving as shark bite or crimp fitting.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, it's a springtime, good time to check those pipes, clean those pipes, and, you know, if you got a mess down there, maybe pick up some tools to deburr those pipes and such. So you got the 7 locations across Vermont and New York at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, I'm assuming, you know, all the tools, all the other supplies, you've got all of those on hand as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you heard it for you. You need to get that plumbing taken care of. Go straight to Kyle. Kyle, thanks very much for calling. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Everybody take care.